Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Doxycycline. Officials. Antibiotic can be used as morning after pill against STDs. New York. Some people should consider taking an antibiotic as a morning after pill to try to prevent certain sexually transmitted diseases. U.S. health officials recommended Tuesday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finalized its endorsement of taking doxycycline after unprotected sex as a way to prevent chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis infections. CDC officials called it the first new prevention tool against sexually transmitted infections in decades and said innovation is badly needed. Rates of syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea have been rising for years, most notably in gay and bisexual men, although the latest data suggested chlamydia and gonorrhea cases stopped rising in 2022. The new guideline is specific to gay and bisexual men and transgender women who had an STD in the previous year and are at high risk of getting infected again. Studies have demonstrated doxycycline works in that group, but there is not sufficient evidence to make the same recommendation for other people, agency officials said. Officials call the treatment doxy-PEP, short for doxycycline, post-exposure prophylaxis. Doctors can write a prescription for one dose of 200 milligrams of doxycycline to be taken within 3 days of unprotected sex, the CDC said. In October, the CDC released a draft version of the guidelines. The proposed language was changed somewhat after a public comment period. Changes include clarifying language that the pills should be taken only once per 24 hours and that doctors should reassess the regimen with patients every 3 to 6 months. Service dogs helped ease PTSD symptoms in veterans. Specially trained service dogs helped ease PTSD symptoms in U.S. military veterans in a small study that the researchers hope will help expand options for service members. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs provides talk therapy and medications to veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and runs a pilot program involving service dogs. The VA can prescribe service dogs to certain veterans diagnosed with a visual, hearing, or substantial mobility impairment, including eligible veterans with PTSD, and will cover some costs associated with having a service dog. The agency continues to review the research, quote, to evaluate the effectiveness of service dogs, end quote, said VA Press Secretary Terrence Hayes, quote, and we are committed to providing high-quality, evidence-based care to all those who served, end quote. Study co-author Maggie O'Hare of the University of Arizona's Veterinary College said one of the researchers' goals was, quote, to bring evidence behind a practice that appears to be increasingly popular, yet historically did not have the scientific base behind it, end quote. For the study, service dogs were provided by Canines for Warriors, a nonprofit organization that matches trained dogs with veterans during a 3-week group class. The dogs are taught to pick up a veteran's physical signs of distress and can interrupt panic attacks and nightmares with a loving nudge. Researchers compare 81 veterans who receive service dogs with 75 veterans on the waiting list for a trained dog. PTSD symptoms were measured by psychology doctoral students who didn't know which veterans had service dogs. After 3 months, PTSD symptoms improved in both groups, but the veterans with dogs saw a bigger improvement on average than the veterans on the waiting list. The study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, was published Tuesday in JAMA Network Open. It wasn't clear from the study whether spending time with any dog would have had the same effect. About 40% of the veterans in both groups owned pet dogs, and all the veterans in the study had access to other PTSD treatments. Service dogs should be considered complementary and not a standalone therapy, O'Hare said. Quote, when you add it to existing medical practices, it can enhance your experience and reduce your symptoms more, end quote, she said. PTSD is more common among veterans and civilians, the VA says, affecting as many as 29% of Iraq War veterans over their lifetimes. Symptoms include nightmares, flashbacks, numbness, or the feeling of being constantly on edge. Quote, I would wake up in the middle of the night, almost nightly, in a pool of sweat, end quote, said Dave Crenshaw, who served with the Army National Guard in Iraq and was diagnosed with PTSD in 2016 while working undercover in law enforcement. Antidepressants helped with some symptoms, he said, but he still felt numb. The 41-year-old veteran met his service dog, a pointer black lab mix named Doc, in 2019. He immediately felt what he described as, quote, joy and wholesomeness. It's just an overwhelming feeling of, hey, everything's going to be okay, end quote. Doc senses when he's upset, often before he notices himself, and come close, Crenshaw said. Today, Crenshaw is no longer taking antidepressants and is enjoying retirement from the military and law enforcement. He gives Doc credit for getting his life back on track. Quote, it's the greatest medicine with the least amount of side effects, end quote, Crenshaw said. Poppy faces lawsuit over gut health claims. Popular soda brand Poppy is facing a class action lawsuit filed by a consumer who says its products don't improve gut health as much as their marketing suggests. In a lawsuit filed last week in U.S. District Court in San Francisco, Kristen Cobb said she purchased Poppy drinks on multiple occasions because of their labels, which say they are prebiotic sodas and feature the slogan, quote, be gut happy, be gut healthy, end quote. But Cobbs later found that Poppy drinks contain only around 2 grams of prebiotic agave inulin fiber, which she said is insufficient to provide any real benefit. Cobbs cited research showing that consuming 7.5 grams of agave inulin daily for 3 weeks was insufficient to confer any meaningful prebiotic benefit. If consumers drink more Poppy, any prebiotic benefits would be outweighed by increased sugar consumption, the lawsuit said. Cobbs is seeking monetary relief for herself and similar customers. Austin, Texas-based Poppy said in a statement Monday that it stands behind its products. Quote, we are on a mission to revolutionize soda for the next generation of soda drinkers. And we have diligently innovated to provide a tasting experience that millions of people have come to enjoy, end quote, the company said. Quote, we believe the lawsuit is baseless and we will vigorously defend against these allegations, end quote. The Associated Press sent an email message seeking comment to Poppy, which is based in Austin, Texas. Poppy is one of dozens of brands in the exploding category of functional beverages, which claim to improve health and wellness. U.S. sales of prebiotic and probiotic drinks more than tripled last year, according to data compiled by consulting firm AlixPartners.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading Odessa American, Connection Christian Host Worship Arts Camp by Odessa American, June 4th, 2024. About 50 kids are participating in Worship Arts Camp in Connection Christian Church this week. The 4-day camp is for children 4 years old through fifth grade. This is our fifth year to do it, with the exception of one summer in COVID when we did it outside. The Reverend Don Weeks said, we have an arts emphasis because our schools have struggled to keep art in elementary school because of the emphasis on testing and art you don't test for. So we have music, drama, arts, visual arts, snacks, and games all arranged around the Bible story for each day, she added. The main theme for the week is the Good Samaritan, how to be a good neighbor. The camp includes church families and community families. The kids will lead worship on Sunday. We're teaching them how to use their gifts in leadership and how to share their talents with other people, Weeks said. The Sunday service will follow the same format as regular service, but they'll help lead our music. They'll present a skit. Their visual art will be part of our worship service, Weeks said. Churches have traditionally had a vacation Bible school in the summer. It's similar to that, but our emphasis is on arts and then preparing them to lead and worship, because we value integrating children fully into the life of the church. They aren't just off in another wing of the building while the adults are doing church. They're a part of our service, So that means we have to lead them to know how to lead others and be present and confident and understand what's happening in worship. So like every Sunday, they bring the light in for our opening worship. They're regularly involved in our worship, but this is just a special Sunday to prepare for them, Weeks said. There is a team of about 18 adults, and there are also 10 youth that are being mentored by adults to be teachers themselves. Some Ector County ISD teachers are also giving of their time, which Weeks said is amazing. It's such a blessing to be a part of a congregation that walks the talk of valuing children, she added. Many of the kids have gone to worship arts camp before. 7-year-old Crosby Patton said he likes the camp because he can be with friends. Kids made stretchers out of fruit roll-ups and pretzel sticks to give to first responders. Tylee Stevenson is one of the youth teachers, something she has done in previous years. She'll be going to George H.W. Bush New Tech Odessa in the fall. I really like the environment, and I like the idea of allowing the kids to learn these things young so that they can also help when they grow, Stevenson said. Traffic stop leads to drug seizures, arrests, by Odessa American, June 4, 2024. Four Odessans were arrested on felony drug charges Sunday after an officer reported finding thousands of dollars in cash, fentanyl, and crystal methamphetamine in their possession following a traffic stop. According to an Odessa Police Department report, the officer was on patrol on Andrews Highway when he pulled over the driver of a Ford F-250 because the plates were expired and the vehicle had no insurance. The officer had all four people inside the truck get out, and he noticed one of the women, Marquesha Jalesha Janaya R. Williams, was nervous, the report stated. She gave the officer consent to search her and removed $1,040 in assorted bills and fentanyl pills from her pockets, the report stated. Based on that, the officer had probable cause to search the vehicle, and he and the other officers located multiple bags belonging to Williams and Jeremiah Limon that contained $2,545. A firearm, and 5.2 grams of crystal methamphetamine and fentanyl, the report stated. Inside the glove box, officers found 4.5 grams of methamphetamine, the report stated. Williams was arrested on suspicion of manufacture, delivery of a controlled substance, and possession of a controlled substance. She was released from the Ector County Jail Monday after posting surety bonds totaling $75,000. Limon was arrested on suspicion of the same crimes, plus unlawfully carrying of a weapon and two outstanding drug warrants. He was released from custody Sunday after posting $91,500 in surety bonds. Nicole Ann Landau was arrested on the same drug charges. She posted $50,000 in surety bonds and was released Monday. Terry Welch, the driver of the vehicle, was arrested on possession of a controlled substance. He was released Sunday after posting a $25,000 surety bond. Phillips 66 to present water safety donation by Odessa American, June 4, 2024. Phillips 66 will present a $115,000 check to three recipients to support multiple swimming and water safety programs at 2 p.m. June 6 at the Odessa YMCA at 3001 East University Boulevard. Recipients receiving a portion of the total $115,000 amount will be Odessa College, the Odessa Family YMCA, and the Midland YMCA. Phillips 66 continues its long tradition of promoting water safety with the goal of preventing drownings through the funding of several programs with Odessa College, the Odessa Family YMCA, and the Midland YMCA. Odessa College will use its portion of the funds to hire, train, and certify lifeguards and swim instructors, provide free group and private swim lessons, and provide free pool rentals and lifeguard hours for community partners, including the Odessa Boys and Girls Club and Casa de Amigos. MISD breaks ground on new elementary school. Midland ISD broke ground on its new elementary school Tuesday morning, marking the first step in the construction of the 2023 bond projects. The new 92,500 square feet foot school building will accommodate up to 830 students in the area of the Lone Star Trails subdivision in Northeast Midland. Construction will begin immediately with the targeted opening date of August 2025. The campus will initially serve pre-K through 6th grade and transition to pre-K through 5th grade when the district reconfigures with the opening of new secondary campuses in 2028. The design of the new school will be similar to those of Yarborough and Faskin Elementary Schools, which were built following the passage of the 2012 bond. Architects and designers collected feedback from teachers and staff from those campuses to enhance functionality and efficiency, which include minor floor plan modifications and increased parking. We are so fortunate to be in Midland at this time when Midlanders have and are investing in education, said MISD Superintendent Stephanie Howard. I want to thank the Midland community for saying and voting yes. Thank you for investing in the future of our students. Participants in the ceremonial groundbreaking included MISD executive leadership staff, board of trustees, representatives from Park Hill Architects and MW Builders, as well as students who will attend the school when it opens next year. This school will be more than just a building, said Morgan Robertson, who has been tabbed as the school's first principal. It represents a bright future for MISD students. I'm excited to be a part of it. The new elementary school addresses multiple initiatives, including safety and security, grade reconfiguration, and population growth in Midland. A committee to name the campus will convene this summer. Odessa teen killed in wreck by Odessa American, June 4th, 2024. An 18-year-old Odessa man was killed in a one-vehicle crash Monday night in Ward County. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, Dominique Lee Ritana was traveling east on IH-20 in a Cadillac Escalade when a tire blew out around 8 p.m., causing the vehicle to side skid across the eastbound lanes into the South Borough Ditch, where it rolled across the service road. Ritana was pronounced dead at Ward County Hospital. The crash remains under investigation. Make-A-Wish grants Polaris RZR to PHS grad by Odessa American, June 4, 2024. Surrounded by his family, Robert Galindo was thrilled to be gifted with the Polaris RZR Tuesday at Odessa Family Power Sports. Make-A-Wish Serving Odessa announced a $10,000 donation from Odessa Family Power Sports to help fund wishes for local children with critical illnesses. In addition to the contribution, Odessa Family Power Sports hosted a celebration for Galindo, a local wish child. Galindo was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2019. He battled the disease during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic with the hope of receiving a wish from Make-A-Wish. Now cancer-free, Robert enjoys riding bikes and playing video games with his friends. His mother, Brandy, said Robert was 13 when he was diagnosed. He had chemotherapy for about a year and was in remission for about 4 months. The cancer came back. They went to Cook's for treatment. Now they do yearly follow-ups at Cook's and at Covenant in Lubbock. He has been cancer-free for about 2 years. When he made the wish, Robert, who just graduated from Permian High School, said he didn't have a car. A good amount of his family live on ranches, so the plan is to bring it to his grandfather's ranch so it will be available for everyone. I have close friends who like stuff like this, Robert said. He hasn't driven one before, but he's been in them. He said they feel quicker than a car. They move differently. They have different mechanics like four-wheel drive. I just like how they're like cars. You do maintenance on them to take care of them. You take care of it, it will take care of you. I just like messing with motors and tinkering with stuff like this, he added. He said he'll take his brothers and sisters out in the RZR. Robert said he's grateful to have the wish granted. And he feels blessed. I really appreciate it. I thank God that I'm still here breathing because I know other people have it way harder than I did, Robert said. He added that he was grateful to have everyone around him supporting him. It makes me feel I have a good circle of people around me, Robert said. The RZR is a gas-powered side-by-side off-road vehicle. It has 2 seats. Odessa Family Power Sports General Manager Tanner Griffin said the vehicle sells for just over $15,000. Make-A-Wish is an incredible organization. We're just happy that we get to be a small part of it when we get the opportunity to, Griffin said. They have fulfilled wishes before out of the Odessa store. One of the biggest things is we just want to be a good part of our community. It makes everybody feel great to be able to do something like this, but the people that do this all the time are the real people that deserve the praise. We're just fortunate to step in and have the opportunity to do it from time to time, Griffin said. Alicia Maynard, development manager for Make-A-Wish West Texas, said Odessa Family Power Sports has been an amazing partner to help these wishes come true. Maynard said they grant anywhere from 40 to 50 wishes a year to people 2.5 to 18 years old. Robert's wish first came in when he was 15. We have all sorts of wishes, and we have so much support here in Midland-Odessa community with granting our wishes. We're very fortunate for all of our partners and donors and continued sponsors over the years, Maynard said. She added that anybody can refer a child for a wish, and the request is thoroughly vetted. We grant wishes for all children that are battling critical illness, so they don't have to be terminal and they don't have to have cancer or something like that. It's any critical illness qualifies them, and they have to be from the age 2.5 to 18 years, Maynard said. Wish granter Julie Garrett said her job is humbling because she has two healthy kids and two healthy grandkids. You just don't know. You have no idea. You're not promised anything. It is very, very humbling, Garrett said. New Discover Odessa director jumps into new role by Odessa American, June 4, 2024. A desire to learn about a new career field led Laura Martz to the hospitality industry. Martz is now director of Discover Odessa, the tourism arm of the Odessa Chamber of Commerce. She previously worked for Visit Midland in a similar role. She also has worked for the City of Odessa in dispatch at the police department and in administration in the oil field. Martz stayed home with her son for a while and then stepped into the world of convention and visitors bureaus and destination marketing organizations. Discover Odessa is considered a destination marketing organization because they don't manage a convention center, but they market to city tourists.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, June 3rd. City says waterline break resolved. The City of Odessa said Sunday that a waterline break has been resolved. The break was isolated earlier Sunday at 42nd and Andrews Highway. The city said affected areas may have been without water or experienced low water pressure. Bonham Twirler makes PHS varsity squad. A Bonham Middle School 8th grader is poised to become a varsity freshman twirler at Permian High School next fall. Laniqua Clay, age 14, has been a twirler at the middle school for 2 years. Principal Kemi Smith said this is just one of several highlights happening at the campus. Quote, "We have lots of kids that are going to OC Techs and OCA and New Tech next year. So, just an upward trajectory, a lot of great growth and great things happening at Bonham," Smith said. Twirlers at Bonham perform at pep rallies, football games, and during parades such as the Christmas parade downtown. Clay is also a clarinetist in the advanced band and plans to continue that at Permian. She's only been twirling for 2 years. Quote, "I saw the majorettes at pep rallies, and it seemed like something fun to do. It looked really cool, so I wanted to try it," Clay said. Trying out was nerve-wracking, especially for the solo part. She was nervous because there were other people there, and, quote, "they're good, so it's challenging," end quote. When she found out she got on to the varsity squad at PHS, it was a wow moment. Quote, "especially to be a freshman and make it, I was really, really surprised," Clay said. She expects being on the Permian squad will be similar to Bonham, but more challenging because she will be learning new tricks and more routines. She enjoys twirling because it's just fun. If she has a performance coming up, she'll practice after school at home every other day. Twirling helps Clay get things off her mind. Quote, "like if I came into twirling practice and I had something on my mind, I just leave it at the door and I don't think about it for that whole practice," Clay said. Clay is in band. She was a dancer, but stopped when she got into majorettes. She's also in AVID, which stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. She's excited but nervous to be going to Permian. quote, "It's a big school, but I'm excited to meet new people and new friends," Clay said. She has really liked the band at Bonham because it has been very successful. Clay also will be in band at PHS. She'll be practicing all summer. Quote, "All of June is competition season, and then after that, we'll have summer band," Clay said. She added that she's excited to have made the varsity twirling team this year, and she hopes to make it again next year. Quote, "I'm really excited to be a freshman on the team," Clay said. Smith said she thinks it's fabulous that Clay made it to varsity as a freshman. Quote, "One thing that we do talk to students about is setting goals and setting things for the future. She wanted to try out. She wanted to be on the twirling line at Permian, and for her to reach her goal and surpass it and be on the varsity line is excellent," Smith said. Quote, "It's a pretty big deal," Bonham band director Hector Izaguirre said. He said there have been a lot of great majorettes in the program, but none have jumped this far, so it's really great. Izaguirre said Clay is a great student as well. Quote, "She not only strives in her academics, but does well for us in band class, and obviously she's done great in the twirling. She's an overall great student and a great example and type of kid we have here at Bonham," he added. Clay said she feels like she's a role model for other students. At one point, she went to school in San Angelo, but came back. Quote, "We were glad to plug her right into the band, and she fit right in, right where she left off. I know she was glad to be back. We are most certainly glad to have her back. I think it was a different experience that she had in San Angelo," Izaguirre said. The advanced band, which Clay is part of, has earned 17 consecutive sweepstakes, with all judges giving them a 1. The concert band, which is 3 years old, has received 3 years of sweepstakes as well. Quote, "We're doing really well. We went to competition in San Antonio. We took 3 bands, and all bands had outstanding performances. The advanced band was overall outstanding. We got a really tall trophy, taller than some of the kids here. We were really excited about that award," Izaguirre said. Clay said it was fun to be part of that band. She learned a lot from the experience and learned from her mistakes to become a better clarinet player. She added that it has helped her in her classes, especially algebra.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading Permian Proud. Gatlin Brothers honor 3 impactful Odessa High music educators by staff report. The Grammy-winning Gatlin Brothers recently participated in a special tribute to 3 longtime music educators who made a lasting impact on generations of Odessa High students. Rudy Gatlin, the youngest of the trio, served as EMC of the event at the high school, honoring the late Dr. Maurice Alfred, OHS Choral Director, 1956 to 1973, the late Bill Dean, OHS Band and Orchestra Director, 1959 to 1981, and Suzanne Medlin, OHS Choral Director from 1973 to 2007, and the first female Class A5A High School Choir Director in Texas. Brothers Larry and Steve had their travel delayed by the storms across the area, although Larry was able to join in, according to the Odessa American. "It's always good to come back to Odessa," Rudy told the crowd. "It's good to see old friends and new friends we made through the years. These honorees are most certainly some wonderful people, impactful, extraordinary in our lives. I'm so honored to be able to stand here and talk about them." He added, "I'll go on to record as saying this is the most talent-rich region in the country, West Texas, especially Odessa, where there have been so many who can sing, play, act, and dance. Maybe there's something in the water. I think it had to do with the teachers." About 100 family, friends, and former students attended the event and learned more about each music educator's life and work. Listen to this story at 2 p.m. daily via the Recording Library of West Texas radio station at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream.
Hello, my name is Susie Haynes, and I'm reading the local news from Odessa American for June 1st and 2nd. Pets of the Week. Tristan, a four-month-old female husky mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. And Lucas, an eight-week-old male kitten, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Tristan or Lucas or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 2230 West Sycamore or call 432-257-4311. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contracts along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. To help support Humane Society of Odessa, donations are welcome. Donations will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.